Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report for today. Hey, it's 4 days before Christmas, 3 before Christmas Eve, and 2 before Christmas Eve Eve. So today is Christmas Eve 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 Eve. All right. The power of a criminal cabal over the majority, casus belli, or casus belli, depending on how you want to pronounce that in Latin. RT is Randy Taylor is with me here to discuss a number of things. At the forefront, this is the question. And folks, I want you to think about this because there are a lot of people who are positing this theory, this suggestion. Well, we haven't yet been successful in taking out President Trump to assure a leftist win. So we're going to take him off the ballot. Hence the four judge ruling in Colorado, the 4 out of 7. But there's a bigger question here that people are asking. And I'd like to know what you think that this, when I say you, I'm talking to the audience now, and I'm going to ask Randy Taylor and maybe even Eric the Tech can weigh in on his thoughts. Laura Ingraham had broached this subject and asked this question. Are they looking for a reason? Are they doing things like this and things like this to create a flashpoint, that critical incident that will have the average American saying, you know what, enough is enough is enough. I'm sick of this bull crap, and I'm going to DC, and this time, you know, This time it's for real.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Because Trump can flip that state easily.
Well, here's the problem.
Well, he can't anymore.
No. Right. You can't. See, the court ruled not only can he not appear on the ballot, you cannot even write him in. Okay. All right. So what you have is the court. Four leftist communists, one lesbian, yes, it's relevant, leftist communist on this court of 7, all Democrats, all leftists in Colorado, of course, saying you can't vote for the person you want to vote. And here's why. Because he incited an insurrection. Well, show me the charge. But I'm getting off my main point here. My main point is this, or my main question is this. Are they doing this, A, simply short-sighted to keep President Trump from winning or from even playing? Thank you very much for playing. Here's your consolation prize. A year's worth of, macaroni and cheese or what was that on what was that San Francisco rice stuff? Oh, yeah, those old game shows.
The San Francisco treat.
Yeah. Thanks for playing. Are they doing it simply for that reason? Or are they doing it for a deeper reason? And the deeper reason is to create that flashpoint, to have the average American person, when I say average, I'm talking about the awake person, say, you know what, this is intolerable. The Constitution gives us a remedy for this. The remedy is we water the tree of liberty with the blood of tyrants. That's them, as well as patriots. Well, so, you know, we can't all make it. And in so doing, having said that, causing that flashpoint, then they in turn, the authoritarians in charge, say, okay, since this is a real insurrection, now it's a real, I mean, game on. We are going to lock everything down, lock you down, shoot you, implement martial. And please, folks, it's MARTIAL, martial law. I get emails. If I see another email with martial spelled with SH, okay, I'm going to just, there are going to be problems. All right. But anyway, is this an attempt to cause us to react and to react badly? This is my question. So they can in turn use their authoritarian powers to slam us into the ground and to imprison us. Because you know that the true patriots, they'd be out there. They would be out there. The true, honest to God, America first patriots, because we're getting pushed. I mean, President Trump, you know, regardless of what you think of him, he's getting pushed from every direction. The guy wakes up. I mean, he's like one of those, remember when you were a kid, those blow up, big blow up dolls, you punch them and they go down and they come back up and they, okay, well, man, he comes back up and gets bigger, okay? Is this the reason? Now, Laura Ingraham asked that question. And in a moment, right before I bring on Randy Taylor, so we can talk about this. And I've got some necessary background for this. That's coming. So please listen. This is going to be an extended show, but listen to this, the entire show, and watch the entire show. In addition, I mean, Laura Ingraham talks about this. Asking the question or stating that they want civil unrest to crack down on our civil liberties. So is that the case, or is that the excuse not to act? Because remember Q? Is that still around? I don't even have it. Okay, remember that? When the White Hats were in control, were in control. Well, many people believed in this, that psyop of Q, okay? It's not QAnon, it's not Q Anonymous, it's Q.
Not Stu Quayle.
Correct.
We've got many emails about that. Is Steve Q?
No. SQ? No. No, he's not. He never was, never would be. And I'll tell you, I'd be the first person to tell you he was, if he was, believe me. And he knows that too. But, or is this an excuse? Is Laura Ingraham, does she have a point? Or is this, and folks, I want you to give this a few minutes of your thought. Please think about this. Are they creating conditions so we rise up in order for them to jackboot us down and to crack down on our civil liberties? Or is that merely an excuse so we don't act? And you might be really quick with your answer, and you might think you know it all. But think of the impact you had. Well, the White Hats are in control, and there are people in Guantanamo and Gitmo that are being tried and hung, and real Hillary Clinton's not really Hillary Clinton. This is, you know, a body double. She was executed down at Gitmo, you know.
yet our people are the ones being.
Thank you. Eric the Tech with Voice of Reason.
That January 6th, man.
Yeah.
That's the template. Prosecution.
But see, January 6th was set up by the feds. I truly believe this, by the feds, in order to create the conditions that we see today.
Absolutely.
And
hence Colorado.
So there's an argument to be made there. So don't dismiss this either way. Don't dismiss this. Give it some thought. But let's play video one. All, by the way, folks, all of these, all of the source material for today's show will be at HagmanPI.com. Please bookmark that website. And please do me a favor. I ask this all the time, but I ask you this specifically today. Please bookmark or subscribe to Rumble. Subscribe to the Hagman Report on Rumble. And also on Brighteon, the two places that we post, that we're allowed to post. Okay, please do that. And also your favorite podcasting application, please follow us there as well. Let's go to video one. The runtime on this is just a little bit over 2 minutes, and then we'll bring Randy Taylor right on. And I appreciate his patience with this. Go ahead, video one.
This was pretty puzzling to watch. Whatever else January 6th was, and in some ways we still don't know exactly what it was not a Trump-led insurrection. The crowd had no guns. They had no plan to overthrow the government. Nothing like that has ever.
Yeah, you know what? This is video A. It was my fault. I asked Eric the Tech to run this first. This does provide a good groundwork. This provides good groundwork, and then we'll bring Randy on after this, and then we'll get into what Laura Ingraham says. But this is a really relevant piece by Tucker Carlson. Here it is.
Emerged. And above all, Trump was not leading it. He was miles away at the White House at the time, where he issued a public statement calling for calm and nonviolence. So why were the people on television telling us that Trump led an insurrection? This was, of course, a lie, but it was also a very obvious lie. So clearly we were watching the rollout of a talking point, words crafted for a specific purpose. But what was the purpose? We got an answer to that question yesterday when the Colorado Supreme Court ruled that because he led an insurrection, Donald Trump's name cannot appear on the state's ballot next fall. The four liberal judges who concluded this cited as their justification Article 3 of the 14th Amendment, which was written in 1868 to keep former Confederate officials from holding office. That was the sum total of their reasoning. Despite the fact Donald Trump has never been convicted by any court of insurrection, and although the 14th Amendment specifically does not apply to the presidency, Donald Trump cannot run for president because he's an insurrectionist. This seemed like lunacy, because it was lunacy. 3,000 miles away in El Salvador, there was no question about what was happening. The United States has lost its ability to lecture any other country about, quote, democracy, wrote Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele. And yet in this country, no one on the left dared say that. Instead, Donald Trump's enemies celebrated. The Atlantic magazine expressed gratitude that unelected judges had, quote, rescued the country from the desires of voters. Because actually, that's democracy. And then there was Jenna Griswold. That's the Colorado Secretary of State. You may not have seen her before, but you will instantly recognize the category she represents. Unhappy 39-year-old liberal women with Ivy League degrees and a deep streak of authoritarian impulses. Here's Griswold on MSNBC last night explaining that a conventional legal process is no longer necessary for the left to get its way. No more trials or evidence or jury verdicts. An accusation made on television is now enough to remove a frontrunner from the presidential race. If Nancy Pelosi and Joe Scarborough call you bad, Americans are not allowed to vote for you. Watch.
Look, I believe he incited the insurrection. There were big questions around Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, and the Colorado Supreme Court has weighed in a very loud way, making themselves clear. frankly, we've never had a president try to steal the presidency and engage in insurrection ever before. So Trump's actions are unprecedented. The Colorado Supreme Court confirmed that the district court got it right, that he did engage in insurrection. I think Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has to apply to the presidency, because if not, it's a get-out-of-jail-free card. And in a country of laws where no man is above another, we can't have one office be able to do whatever they want when it comes to rebellion and then be able to be seated in office again.
None of this seems very American. All of it looks like the actual end of democracy.
All right, that was Tucker Carlson. Randy Taylor, thanks for your patience. Come on in. How you doing? Oh, hang on a second here. We have to transition. There we go. There he is. There's a handsome dude. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you think, man? Did you hear my question?
Yeah, a couple different things.
First of all, did you follow me? I mean,
I've been here since I got here.
I mean, did you understand where I'm coming from?
Yes.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
All right. Number one, appointed judges shouldn't have a party affiliation. I've always believed that. I still believe it. They're appointed. They're not running in an election. Okay. The other thing.
Well, wouldn't that deny them their ability to vote?
No, they're judges. No, why would?
I mean, so you're saying judges should not be able to vote?
No, they'd be able to vote, but we don't need to have an official party affiliation.
Well, you have to be an R or a D or an I. Or
yeah, but
you have to
I don't need
to, for primaries.
Okay, I don't think the public needs to know what party they are. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're supposed to be impartial. The problem with politics today and with the justice system is that politics is in the justice system. That's why it's so fucked up. You know what I mean? The whole system is screwed right now, Doug. If they take us to jail, we're not going to get bond. You and me. Just tell you. We'll be those sorry bastards sitting there. They're writing the rules as they go.
Right.
On everything. They're just making it up as they go. All I'm saying is, when you're appointed, I just need you to be a judge. Yes, you can vote. Yes, you have something in your wallet. But average Joe does not need to know what your affiliation is. That's all I'm saying.
But so you had Obama. I think the majority of them were Obama appointees.
Okay.
So Obama, for example, wouldn't appoint a conservative to a judgeship.
Herein lies the problem.
Okay.
Go back to the core. It shouldn't matter. Left or right in a courtroom.
Okay.
That shouldn't even be in the equation. Left or right, my ass. It doesn't need to be there. That shouldn't be a topic of discussion. All judges should rule impartially. But when you throw a party affiliation in there, that's where impartial went out the window. That needs to be fixed.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I'm not denying a judge the right to vote. We just don't need to know about it. And anybody that's going to appoint a federal judge is going to do the background on him anyway. They don't need to know his party affiliation. I want to know, how did he rule on the last 22 cases? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
And what were the cases? You know, I don't need to know, oh, he's a Democrat from, you know, I don't care. Because in some cases, believe it or not, you're going to go in front of a Democrat judge that actually does their job.
Well, it would be their acumen. I mean, as opposed to anything else.
And that's the thing. A judge is supposed to be impartial. Problem is, this is horrible in the last, about the last, what, 8-10 years for certain? It's been kind of crazy. Like, you put it this way. When your case comes up and you get charged with something, and they say, you're going to go in front of, you know, Hangum Jones, okay? I'm I. Jones. We don't need to, we shouldn't be sitting there going, oh my God, it's a liberal judge. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah, it really just needs to be out of the equation. I'm sorry to spend too much on that. That's my don't believe. That's okay. Just how I, okay. Now back to this Trump thing. The right and the rhinos and then the other Republicans and the pundits all been talking about impeaching Biden. Impeaching Biden. But they're not doing anything. Okay, nobody has impeached Biden yet. Now, you've got the left who doesn't want Biden to run. But how do we get rid of him without looking like our party's falling apart? We'll go after Trump. And then they're going to say, tit for tat, Biden, we're impeaching you. We're going to stick some felony crime. I mean, treason is a felony. Right? And I think what they're doing, they're hitting on Trump. Remember, these are some sneaky, smart people. What I'm explaining to you would slip past the average citizen. Go after Trump. And then do stupid stuff with this, taking him off the calendar, you know, off the ballot. And it's going to happen in another state too. Okay, it may get reversed later, but this is going to become a little trend. And what they're going to want is one thing that has screwed the GOP for years is anger. They're going to come back and do the work that the left doesn't want to do.
Okay.
They want Biden out, but they don't want to throw a, you know, Article 25 at him or whatever the hell it is. They're not going to do, they don't want that. They want the Republicans to run him out. They're trying to get the Republicans to do their job. And the Republicans are going to be very angry about Trump. Think about it. The ones that will be angry about Trump are the same ones that are loudest in Congress about impeaching Biden. Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? Who's that? What's that one guy? Matt Gaetz. And Jim, who's Gaetz? Jim, the guy from Ohio.
Jim Jordan?
People like that, okay? They're going to want to avenge Trump. If they avenge Trump and go after Biden and convict him of some crimes, guess who isn't going to be on the ticket in 2024? And the Republicans did all the work.
So you're saying that an impeachment proceeding against Biden legitimate, I believe, for...
they're even going to let it happen. There's your clue that my theory is correct. If they don't allow it to happen in Congress,
right?
Okay, then my theory's out the window. If they allow it to happen, let the rhinos and Republicans do their thing. That's telling you that my theory is correct.
And your theory again
is they want Biden off the ticket, but they don't want to do it because, oh, come on, it's Uncle Joe, and they don't want to look like the Democrat Party's having any trouble, no internal fighting. Oh, it's nothing like that. They all support Joe Biden. Oh, well, damn, he's off the thing because, hell, he's a felon. Poor guy might go to jail. You know what I'm saying? This is deep.
Okay.
This is deep.
Well, I believe that.
This is how these people think, Doug. This has to sneak past the common man. And I'm having a hard time getting it past a smart man. You know what I'm saying? I consider you a very intelligent man. But you're not quite grasping what I'm saying. Trust me, it'll slip right past the common man.
I think I follow it.
And the Republicans are going to do all the work. They're going to be the ones that impeach Biden, get criminal charges on him, and he's going to be forced to withdraw from the election.
Okay, didn't add the criminal charges, which makes a difference. Okay.
Whatever. If he gets impeached, he'll be forced to be removed from the election.
Oh, it'd take two-thirds of the Senate, which is all partisan anyway.
It'll be the Democrats all go to his office and say, look, dude, you need to go. They forget the legal crap. Legal crap doesn't count at that point. They just want enough black marks on Biden that he'd have, oh, you have the audacity to run and embarrass us. You know what I'm saying? This is deep. But what they're doing is they're getting the Republicans to do the work. They want Biden out of office. Trump, they're just screwing with Trump. They know it's, it's going to go.
When you say they want Biden out of office...
Not office. They don't want Emory running. They don't want him in 2024.
Who is they that you're referring
Whoever.
To?
Whoever. These people in the DNC.
Okay, so who do they want to run in 2024?
I have no idea. We're not even on that subject.
Okay.
I don't have a clue. I'm just telling you what's going on now.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
They're letting this, they're pushing this stuff to happen to Trump. And these are things that can very easily be reversed by the Supreme Court. And I believe they will. Okay,
but yeah, however,
they're pissing off right now. People are pissed.
Oh yeah,
Congress. But So they can't help Trump. Except the only way to help Trump is to go after Biden. You heard our president. We're going on after yours. We're going after him for espionage with the Chinese. Money laundering, the whole nine yards.
But he committed espionage.
Yes. Yes. Average leftist, call Rob Reiner and ask him if what Biden did wrong. What's he going to say? What is Rob Reiner going to say? Oh, and that fat son of a bitch represents half the Democrat Party, buddy. They're that stupid and blind. It's when you're on Twitter and these social platforms that you read these what these people say, and like, you are too stupid to have a voting card.
I do grasp what you're saying, but what I'm saying, okay, is what you're saying is if the Republicans go after Joseph Robinette Biden. For espionage, for colluding with the communist Chinese, which evidence is mounting.
Yes.
Okay. For stealing classified documents as a senator, which we have evidence for a number of really treasonous crimes. We shouldn't do that because
The Republicans want to do it. Let them do it. That way we don't look like we turned on our boss. We don't look like we as Democrats turned on our president. Don't you understand what I'm saying, Doug?
I do,
listen though. The left, the powers that be in the GNC, I don't know who it is. I have no idea who all's running the show. But we all know it isn't the president. We know that.
It's Obama. So
it's Obama. I don't give a shit who it is. It's George Soros. I don't care. Okay? The end is the same. They don't want to do an Article 25 on Biden. They don't want him running in the 2024 election. They've made that clear. And the old stubborn bastard is saying that he's going to run. Okay? All right, so what do you do now when they know if he goes up against Trump, he's going to get slaughtered? Because this time they're not going to be able to cheat like they did before. This very well could be a straight-up election. A heavy scrutiny, like we've never seen. But they don't want Biden on the ticket. And he's not listening at this point. All right? So he's not going to bow out gracefully. They don't want to murder him. Okay? So what do? All right? Go after Trump. Get him off the ballot. People are freaking out in the United States. I guarantee there's been thousands of emails hitting Congress this morning telling them they took out our hero. Now you go after theirs, the president. You go after him.
Well, how does that explain the conduct prior to Biden against President Trump? How would you? Okay.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay. So what you're saying. Okay.
Doug, what I'm describing was probably put together in the last 48 hours.
Okay, so it's a different motive. The motive would be different. Okay, I get it. Okay, the motive,
yeah.
Okay,
all right. Well, what it is now is stop and think about it. It'll hit you later, okay? The Democrats don't want Biden in 2024.
I agree.
Okay? So how do we do this without looking like we turned... I mean, come on. They took such a load of crap over turning on Bernie Sanders. These people have turned on everybody. If they turn around and turn on Grandpa Joe, who beat Trump, he's like a hero to the Democrats. They don't want their voters seeing this. So what do? Sit back. Don't worry about pulling Joe out of there. He ain't going to be in 2024, but let the Republicans do the work. And when they say they want to impeach him, make sure you put your hand up so he gets impeached. And then criminal charges will follow. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Trump will end up back on the ticket because some court's going to overturn that. So reality is they're not doing this against this particular one. They didn't do it against Trump to keep him off the ticket. They did it to piss off the Republicans in Congress.
Or did they do it to piss off the average, again, the patriotic American conservative,
constitution-loving person? That explains the thousands of emails that probably hit Congress this morning.
And yesterday morning, because this happened Wednesday.
This is something that happened, like I said, was formulated in 48 Tuesday, hours.
Whatever it was. Yeah, okay. Okay, now...
That's one theory. I have bought another one.
Okay, because one thing I want to let you know, and you've got a copy of this, we do have a source video, which I think is fabulous, because most people don't have a clue what Article 3 is of the 14th Amendment. They don't have a clue of what Article 4 of the 14th Amendment is. I mean, they're clueless, and I looked for a informative and entertaining explanation, and I found it, and we will play it later. But you've got to really understand, people have to understand what the argument, what the genesis of this is, and it's not what you think, it's not what people think, and certainly is not the basis of what the judicial, Colorado judiciary ruled upon, and it's an error. But you say with authority, and okay, the Supreme Court's going to overturn this. I'm not so sure, but I'll hold right there. Continue with theory two. Go ahead.
Theory two? I wrote this down.
And sorry if I bumped your train of thought there.
No, that's fine. It goes more along the lines of, like you said, this could lead to sort of civil unrest. This thing with Trump, it happens in another state, something like that, or if one of the Supreme Court does come back negatively, then that would give them a reason to put us under martial law, and then you'd find out exactly how many people were brought up from South America through the, not just South America, everywhere, but to be UN troops on our streets. They're already knocked the police departments down. That's in effect in several places across the United States. Police departments are shrinking, right? These people, they really want to put us on martial law so they can seize weapons. That's the whole reason to put us under martial law. It's for weapon seizure. We are the only country in the world that would be almost impossible to occupy. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So if they create that civil unrest, in fact, you were alluding to that early in the show, that part I can see. I could see that suddenly the blue helmets appear.
And that's the take of Laura Ingraham, or that was a question asked by Laura Ingraham.
That's possible. That's been floating around. Well, we didn't know if it was going to be over Trump. There's a lot of things that could be done that could cause martial law. You know what I mean? It causes a riot because people riot. I mean, and it doesn't necessarily have to be that it's conservatives went out in the street. You could have another round of BLM and those other clowns
Antifa, but
Antifa.
It didn't work in 2020. What the hell you think?
Well, maybe it was just practice.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Who knows? Who knows? There'll be more problems. There's a reason why these people are being allowed flow in unfettered over the southern border. And part of it is the globalist population. They want us all mixed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To create that. Honestly, I think they want a white-skinned brown person as the final result of their mixing populations.
So white replacement theory is your thought behind the open border?
Yeah, absolutely. Come on. It's horrible to be white, right? I hate myself because I'm white. Everything is anti-white. Hate crimes against whites. Nothing is done about it. You watched that one where there was a bunch of them, four or five of them, were picked that kid up, slammed him on the ground. His head's bleeding profusely, and they're still kicking the crap out of him. They will not be charged with a hate crime. You reverse that, and four white guys drag a black guy back, bust his head open, and then kick the shit out of him. Trust me, there'd be four people under hate crime charges. This whole deal with blacks is getting out of hand.
I want to give you a little nugget here, if you dig, okay? If you dig.
All right.
The majority of the hate, the self-hating white person, the majority of the videos that appear on, for example, Twitter or really other social media, but the majority of them originate from TikTok, okay? Now, many people have TikTok on their the TikTok app.
I wouldn't.
Okay, Representative Mike Gallagher described TikTok this way. In the best case scenario, TikTok is CCP spyware. In the worst case scenario, TikTok is perhaps the largest scale malign influence operation ever conducted. And the reason he gave for that briefly is TikTok is owned by China's ByteDance, BYTE Dance, as a part of the Chinese Communist Party's cognitive warfare strategy against the U.S. So what you said so white replacement theory and the self-hating white person that you see, you know, on these videos.
Licking the shoes of black people? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You know, these videos I see.
Yeah.
I hate myself for being born white. What?
It's crazy.
I can't believe what I'm saying. If you know, they've got gangs of these you know, they're black kids. Listen, I'm not a racist against black people, but I also call it the way I see it. And we're seeing masses where, you know, 12 or 15 black kids will rush a store, break showcases, take jewelry, the whole nine yards, and the storekeepers and security have been told, do nothing. I also think that's part of a globalist plan. It's part of a globalist plan because ultimately they want us in a 15-minute city in a little domicile, okay? And everything we need, we call on the phone and have it brought to us. We don't go, brick-and-mortar stores will be gone.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, now going back to my original question, and we can apply the same question to what you just said.
Okay.
If we do nothing, okay, if we, for example, looting the stores, okay, all we need is a few dirty hair, or another, a few Charles Bronsons out there to take out some of the looters, or take out some of the gang members, or take out some of the bad people, okay? Pretty soon, you know, and you stack them up outside of the store like cordwood, pretty soon that problem's going to go away. But people are afraid to act or fail to act because the system is rigged against them. So my, again, going back to my question, is this whole process that we're seeing,
it's designed to break down society, man.
But with respect to the Trump, President Trump's being taken off the ballot, that's a big friggin' deal. Okay, that happened to Abraham Lincoln in 1860, and Lincoln, by the way, was a flippin' fascist. Lincoln was no hero. Lincoln was no statesman. Lincoln imposed martial law. He jailed journalists, for gosh sakes. He quartered people in other... Lincoln was a bastard.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't get history. No, Lincoln was the worst...
They only go to one story that he saved the black people. He ended slavery.
And he didn't even do that.
Yeah, no, he didn't do that. And that the South did not end up in a war with the North solely over slavery.
No.
I don't care what they taught you in public school. In fact, a friend of mine, and you would know him, you remember?
Yeah.
My friend in NYPD in the Intel unit.
Oh, yeah.
He was a Civil War expert. And he sat me down one day, and he told me the whole story, and he backed it up. He backed it up with references. Not that I would not trust him, but he knew how my mind works, too. And he backed it up on everything. And that was a very small thing. There was taxes involved. There was all kinds of stuff involved in the Civil War. Lincoln didn't charge in the battle to free the slaves. Okay, that was not what the Civil War is about. Which, hence, once you establish that, their argument against the Confederate flag, their argument against statues of the generals from the Civil War on the Southern side, that having their statues ripped down, the whole deal, the whole cancel culture is based, you know, as far as Civil War, is based on, oh, Lincoln freed the slaves. But there was a war over slavery. No. No. I can tell you right now, one brother shooting across the river at the other brother in the family wasn't about slavery.
Nope. Nope.
Don't think that. And if you think that, you're an idiot. You're uninformed.
You're absolutely, I'm not sure about the idiot part, but misinformed, uninformed, to be sure. Idiot if you refuse to research, I believe, if you say, nope, I'm not going to.
And if you're going along with that, it's all about slavery, then you're probably out there licking the shoes.
Well, exactly. You're exactly right. All right. Here's what we'll do. I'm tossing everything else out. Let's go to source video A. And this explains, again, in detail, probably more detail than any other venue I've seen. And I spent four and a half hours of searching various sources, okay, video and audio sources. This is
you folks have no idea the work that Doug puts in producing this show. You really, it's not the hour and a half that we're on the show. It's what he does. I mean, his time he could be sitting with his family. It's so important to him. It's very important to all of us.
Do I have a family yet? They're still.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure there's still one around there. They haven't given up on you, sir. Yeah. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you know what. Just say thank you. You can send it through me. Anything that's got Doug's name on it that didn't make it to him, trust me, Doug can verify. I send everything to him. So you know what? A nice thank you and a Merry Christmas for my friend.
Thanks, brother. But unnecessary. But thank you. But okay. But here's this gets in a little bit deeper. This is again Clayton Morris from Redacted interviewing. Well, he ultimately interviewing Lionel. Now you may not like Lionel. Lionel was a New York prosecutor. He was. I believe he was on television. It was a comedian for a while, but I think the fact is he knows his laws, and I like people who can actually go to the law and explain it to you. All right. That's why I selected this out of everyone I looked for, because other ones just give it lip service and move on. But let's see what we're really dealing with here. And again, my hat goes off to Clayton Morris. Redacted is the source. The link will be in HagmanPI.com in the program description box there. And this is going to be segment number one. Now, this I'm going to warn you. This is about 5 minutes long. Okay, so but pay attention. And RT, if you want to interrupt, interject, just yell pause and do so. Okay.
Right on, brother.
All right. Let's play segment one of Source Video A.
A legal genius, the Secretary of State of Colorado, Jenna Griswold, she was on CNN. Watch her smiling ear to ear at this decision and how she lays this out, exactly why President Trump will be thrown off the ballot. Listen.
What does this really mean for the former president in the state of Colorado tonight?
Well, it's definitely a big case. The fact of the matter is the Colorado Supreme Court has determined that Donald Trump did engage in insurrection and that his actions have disqualified him from being president. I just think the gravity of that in itself is just remarkable. We've never had a president inside an insurrection and then try to run for the presidency again.
So she says, quote, the fact of the matter is that Donald Trump engaged in insurrection. Let's bring in legal expert, constitutional legal expert, media commentator, former prosecutor, Lionel from the Lionel Nation YouTube channel. Lionel, great to see you. Welcome back to Redacted. Always a thrill to have you here on the show.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So you heard the Secretary of State saying specifically the fact of the matter is that Donald Trump engaged in insurrection, pointing specifically to the 14th Amendment of the United States. I think, you know, we love to talk about history here on this show. Most Americans, I don't think, understand that the 14th Amendment put into law in 1868, right after the Civil War. This was a Civil War amendment. I mean, it was meant really to keep members of the Confederacy from becoming president of the United States, becoming members of Congress. It really was put in place to bar those individuals from taking part in the government after the end of the Civil War. So she says the fact of the matter is he engaged in insurrection. So can you get to the heart of the legal question here? What specifically did he do that she is confident that he did?
Well, first, the question is this a self-executing statute? Must there be a prior determination of insurrection? I will then say, what is insurrection? You know, it was very common for people in our regular parlance to use the word insurrection, sedition, rebellion, seditious conspiracy. And we use these words. But what does that mean? Does that mean an uprising against the government? Does that mean an uprising? We don't know. But let me be a little arcane just for 1 second, because I find this to be fascinating. I like to read the statute. Now, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment reads as follows, and I'm going to try my best to read through this, but just listen to this. It says, no person shall be a senator or representative in Congress or an elector of president and vice president or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who, listen to this, who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive or judicial officer of any state. Did Donald Trump previously take an oath as a member of Congress, an officer of the United States, kind of like a subordinate agency member of you, or a member of the state legislature? The answer is no.
No, I don't remember him serving in the New York State Legislature. I don't remember him becoming an officer of the executive branch. He was president of the United States.
Now, we can't ask, why did they phrase it like this? I don't know.
So it's
pretty
vague.
This is a wonderful document, the Constitution. But if I could tell you the inconsistencies, but let me also tell you, there's another part which is important, because we're going to read this very carefully. It says, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion. Now, shall have engaged. I'm hearing people talking about incitement. I heard there was a YouTube channel, I'm not going to mention the name, but somebody who purports to be a lawyer used the word sedition. And there's no, what do you mean sedition? We use these words as, I guess, commonplace, just like we say he's a traitor. So the bottom line is simply this. Number one, I would say that under this amendment, it doesn't apply. To be even more arcane and recondite, Section 4 afterwards talks about different claims that will not be honored by the government. And one of them is claims for the loss or emancipation of any slave. So what they're saying is, after we're done with the Civil War and after we have Reconstruction, don't come back and file any claim, because now that we freed your slave, we're not going to pay you back because slavery is void. The reason why that's important is that there's a concept called in pari materia. That shows us the tenor, the framework, the idea of what this was dealing with. It was a post-Civil War, post-Reconstruction. And by the way, this becomes moot because later on there are these amnesty statutes sometimes 100 years later, but to invite Jefferson Davis back into the realm. So what we're doing is, this is a Hail Mary. And despite my brilliant treatise heretofore, there are people who are going to say, no, that's not true. That doesn't apply. But the bottom line then is, okay, irrespective of this, let's assume that this was not a self-executing statute. Because how does this work? Does the Secretary of State say, how many people think it was insurrection? Okay, that's good. Rebellion. We don't know. But let's assume that we had an actual hearing, or there was this preliminary determination of whether Donald Trump actually violated anything. What did he do?
Yeah, that's a great question. Let's go to that day, right? Let's go to that day, because much of what he did that day has been silenced on social media. Of course, his video response that afternoon was taken off of Twitter, right? He was banned on Twitter. So his video response, where he was telling people to go home, not to engage in violence, have your voices heard, right? Have your voices heard.
Right.
Don't engage in violence. No violence. I think he said no violence like, I don't know, three or four times. So is that an incitement to an insurrection? Did he engage in insurrection?
There it is. Again, it's necessary to go to the specific amendment or the article, as well as the sections of the article. And it's necessary to do it without putting you to sleep. Randy Taylor, your thoughts on that?
Well, he's got a very good point about establishing the exact meaning. If you look up insurrection, if they haven't changed it, they're changing definitions like crazy.
Yeah.
At no point, it said insurrection was an armed, in the dictionary, that was an armed action.
Well,
sorry, January 6th wasn't armed.
Does that mean that the President Trump would have
President Trump did, yeah, he did nothing wrong.
Or lead an armed group?
I just think, were people armed there? Nobody brought weapons. Nobody brought guns.
Well, I guess the Oath Keepers or Proud Boys. I'm not sure which group. Folks, don't quote me on it, but I know they found weapons in a motel room.
Okay, but they didn't take them on the property.
No.
Yeah,
no.
See, it's just like people being arrested for... They weren't even there that day. It's like when we talk about when they're coming to try and bag us. We weren't there. We weren't anywhere near the place. We're in the same state. You know, I mean, that's...
But
if you go back and you follow, and that guy right there, I'll make sure I get his name, because I'll tell you what, that's somebody I would want to speak with my attorney and to sit there at the table with us. But when you sit down and you look at instruction and you start trying to establish that first, they're going to have a hard time going any further. And with Donald Trump, everything he says, you know, everything he said to that crowd is public knowledge.
But it was censored off of Twitter at the time.
But it was public knowledge. It was said out loud for everyone. He didn't have a secret microphone and a radio going, okay, teams A, B, and C, you know, go in that side of the building. None of that was going on.
Interesting to say that. Lionel brought that up, I believe, in the next clip or perhaps I...
Let's see the next clip. I like this guy.
Okay, well, let's go to segment two. Again, I might have edited that part out where he was talking about the very same thing you're talking about.
What is he charging hard, Doug?
But, all right, we'll go to segment two. Here it is.
Everybody meet. You be there. This was on its own. This was going to happen. Now, there were some people, and by the way, one of the worst statutes, if you want to get somebody on something, and this surprises a lot of people, seditious conspiracy. This is basically something that says if two or more people conspire to basically interrupt, interfere with, obstruct some legal transfer, some legal procedure, namely the certification of votes or whatever it is, that could be construed as seditious conspiracy. Okay, fine. He didn't do that. Did he aid or abet or incite? Let's get more legal. 1969 Supreme Court case, Brandenburg against Ohio, which says basically, it's not only do you have to say something and to inspire, to encourage, you've got to incite. You've got to do something that makes the imminent reaction, imminent response evident. It's not just, hey, listen, you people do what you think is right and yay. No. If he says, I want you to go into that Capitol and I want you to find Mike Pence and I want you to drag him out and I want you to. Well, that's absurd.
I didn't hear him say that. I didn't hear him say that.
Never even got close. I think there was something like, come on, Mike, do the right thing. Now, this, you can't get more vague than this. What this also is the usurpation of the franchise. This is an end around. Is this, by the way, another legal issue? Is this a political action or is this legal? Impeachment is political. It is no ground in law. You can impeach for anything.
It's not a criminal proceeding.
Not at all.
It's a political
proceeding.
And you
don't need high crimes, misdemeanors, whatever, was it, Gerald Ford said, whatever 50% say it is, that's purely political. This is a different story. Now, remember, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I believe, had that, they had tried it with her, and somebody said, no, that didn't apply. Some courts have said it would not hold or would not substantiate a valid claim. The Supremes are going to hear this. Now, with a conservative bloc, they're going to look at this thing, and you have to ask yourself, you go back to Nino Scalia, the originalist, at the time this was written, based upon the context, with the framework, with what they said at the time, that is the only framework, because we have, I think this was used once during World War One. I think recently there was a
Okay, thanks. To the best of my knowledge.
Point made.
Okay, yeah. But now he goes on, but the World War One case that he referenced just now, and folks, I would urge you to do this. Look up the case U.S. v. Debs, Eugene v. Debs, and that will give you additional insight into what Lionel is saying. That's Eugene V. is his middle initial, Debs, and that happened during World War One, and that comes close. It comes close to what people think or what their perception is of what Donald Trump might have done, if that makes sense. And we only have like another minute of this, and then we'll get back together. Go ahead. finish this
January 6th person. This is never used. And by virtue of the fact of the paucity of cases that we have, it was never, nobody even thought of this. This is a Hail Mary last-ditch effort, which is going to do nothing but just elevate him to almost even greater superstar status. You know, the martyrdom, every time they try to crush this man, it backfires.
Okay, that was the end of that. So, RT, your thoughts on this? I mean, you saw the statute.
I think it'll backfire on him. I don't know how a state can even say what they said about Trump and taking him off the ballot, because you now are trampling the rights of voters in your state.
Over something he was never charged nor convicted.
Thank you. That was the next point. It's just like Bin Laden. Everybody's blamed Bin Laden for 9/11, but in the FBI wanted poster, in the readout, no mention of 9/11. None.
That's true.
That's a fact. The entire time, till the day that guy died, never once was he officially charged with 9/11.
And folks, Randy Taylor makes a great point. Think about that.
Stop with the, exactly. But don't tell me, if you ran into him on the street and were sitting there beating his brains out, well, you'd be thinking about 9/11.
Yeah.
But they never once charged him with it.
And isn't that interesting?
We've always wondered why. I could never get a straight answer. Never.
Well, they did. They didn't put it on there. Yeah.
Lord knows why. I mean, we don't know. Anybody that was involved with trying to reel Al-Qaeda in asked that same question. Why? And that's where a lot of the theories, I think, came up about him being a former CIA operative and this and that and all. At that point, it wouldn't matter because they're going to kill you anyway. You're never going to see a courtroom. You know, it'd be ridiculous to think you'd see a courtroom.
Well,
It was the same thing with Trump. I think Donald Trump will end up back on the amendment, and it's not going to be that much to do with Trump, as it's going to lean more on the voters in that state and their rights, not Trump's rights.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think when a judge comes back and somebody, you know, said, let me see your notes, it's going to be more about trampling the voters' rights in that state, because they have the right. I mean, they can vote for Richard Simmons if they want to. It doesn't matter. You vote for anybody you want. You know what I'm saying? And he has not once been charged or been found guilty of sedition or insurrection. So I don't even know. I don't know how people can sit over there, you know, in the peanut gallery going, hey, he's a guilty insurrectionist. Really? Show me the paper. Show me something in writing.
But isn't it interesting?
It never occurred.
So with the New York trial against Donald Trump with Engoron there, okay, Engoron already decided his guilt or liability I believe it was in that extended article or interview. Folks, we got one more segment for that, but you got to watch the whole thing and subscribe to Redacted, and it's a great channel. But he was already determined to be guilty or liable in that trial. Jones, Alex Jones, was already determined to be guilty, okay, by a judge when he went to trial. So the entire justice system is no longer in the U.S., okay? Right. And by the way, speaking of Richard Simmons, real quick, I want to take care of this. Thank you to trimwithdoug.com. Folks, let me tell you something. When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for a miracle pill. Speaking of Richard Simmons, by the way, which...
Sweating to the oldies.
Yeah, baby. Look... Generally, you got to use a lot of products, multiple products that target belly fat differently to manage excess weight around the stomach. Some products may focus on abdominal exercises or dietary changes, you know, like stop eating. Okay. While others might focus on boosting metabolism or controlling cravings. Oh, my gosh, I could take that cheesecake, couldn't I? But believe it or not, look, I found an exceptional alternative that uses naturally sourced and science-backed ingredients from Mother Earth that's effective at targeting belly fat, that stuff around your gut, enhancing metabolism, promoting a toned midsection better than most weight management products I've seen typically found on store shelves. I'm telling you, this works really well. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that this is an amazing pill that it's not only a breakthrough in a bottle, but it also helps remove the need for us to use countless diet pills and fat-burning supplements. And there's an article, report just the other day, people are using diabetic medication to lose weight, which is just absolutely insane, especially when you have this product. There's more, folks. If you place your order now, you'll receive 51% off, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life. Sorry about that. I had a frog in my throat here. Still do. Two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 8 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat. A 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And last but not least, free shipping. Simply go to trimwithdoug.com. That is trimwithdoug.com. It's in the program description box everywhere. And I'm going to tell you right now, this stuff works. Eric the Tech and I were talking earlier. He said, just say it flipping works, because it does. And I agree. So trimwithdoug.com. TrimWithDoug.com. I want to thank them for their support. But Randy Taylor, again, I didn't want to bump you off of your insights. Do you want to go to the final cut of this? And
I want to know how many Richard Simmons workout videos does Randy have?
Well, that's a good question. Since you brought him up, I want to know.
None. Zero.
Get the soup cans out.
And then. Right. I've been accused of it, but never.
Do you remember? I mean, just for fun. I mean, do you remember
the sweating the oldies?
Yeah.
I remember that, him dancing in like a red, white, and blue shorts.
Yeah,
on. Yeah. Yeah, he's a trope.
Oh my! Burned into my brain.
Yeah.
My mom unsee it. When I was a kid, my mom used to do that.
Oh,
she
really?
Had like that little trampoline. Soup cans.
My mom, and this is our generation, Randy Taylor. My mom, remember those machines? I know you'll remember this. Remember those machines that they would have a strap and they were electric? A belt.
And they shake it.
You stand there and the thing goes, it just shakes you.
Yeah. And supposedly you were losing weight. All I could see is you were dislodging your spine. You know, but it did feel good for a few minutes anyway. If you turn that thing up too fast, it would really shake you.
I know. When I was a kid,
everybody had one of those, man. That was so normal. That and an electric bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
The handles went back and forth at the same time that the pedals were going. Well, the point was, you would sit there and the bike would do all the work. You didn't do anything except keep your feet. Please keep your feet in the pedal. It had the horseshoe strap, you know, horse strap.
Yep.
Yeah, but you weren't doing anything. You were just along for the ride. It was hilarious.
I'm telling you what, man. life was funny though.
That was top of the line back then.
And then came the shake weight.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. All right, get the final segment on this, and Randy, you're going to be surprised at this, and folks, you're going to be surprised because you got to wait for it at the end. Listen to what he says, because I think Randy Taylor, I think you especially, will be surprised. Here it is, segment three.
Before we get to
are you going to talk more about the?
All right.
There you go.
All right, buddy. Those were even before our time.
That looks like it'd feel good.
Oh, wow.
I'm looking at that. That might feel good.
Did they have a really small one that went up and down? That was good.
The master fat master. Oh, that looks pretty medieval, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that looks like
those things. There we go. The vibrating exercise belt.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There.
That thing is shake your jaw. I mean,
hey, what do you want for Christmas? I want one of them.
Yeah.
You know, Randy Taylor, if you see one of those on your front porch,
I'll know where it came from.
All right.
It costs like $2,000 to ship.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not easy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Anyways.
You had to. Thank you for finding that.
That's awesome.
We could put Biden in one of those and watch him crumble to dust.
There you go.
He's trying to eat pudding. his brains are scrambled enough. All right, here's segment three. Folks, wait until the very end, and boy, you'll be surprised. Here it is.
Absolutely, he could have done this. So do you believe then, I guess, at the end of the day, when you look at the statute, you look at this decision by the Colorado Supreme Court, does this stand a snowball's chance in hell of sticking?
Yes. Sorry to say this. You can't. How do I say this? I cannot tell you how many times when the Supreme Court will look at this great issue and focus on something, and they'll ask, for example, was this an abuse of discretion? Is this in any way a violative of? I mean, who knows? But I think that the bigger picture that they're looking at right now, and by the way, keep in mind what's going on with that. And I want to make this political, but that conservative wing who have been under attack, they stole the Dobbs memo, which we still don't know who did it. And believe me, you don't need Columbo to figure this one out. Supreme Court justices whose lives and whose families were threatened during these. They're mad. And then now you have new attacks going after their financials. So they're now being given the opportunity to say, let's see, can we do something? Is there a way for us to completely discredit this within the parameters of the Constitution? You betcha. They're human. And aside from that, you don't need to be an expert to know this. Politics, the franchise, you want it unfettered. You want people to be able to speak. You want them to be able to go to the ballot box and make their choice, irrespective. Again, who does this? A clerk? A secretary of state? Somebody? Does this go for local? Local? I mean, are we going to just completely reverse and upend the notion of the vote, the franchise? It's I can't believe how this is an insurrection. That's the irony of this.
So I said I was going to get you out of here a minute ago. I'll get you out of here on this question, Lai, because I keep thinking of different things. I think it's absolutely fascinating. But this piece about, okay, Colorado has 9 electoral votes, right? So now if President Trump is off the ballot in Colorado, 9 electoral votes, it's not going to make or break him right now. I mean, maybe, right? So he's got, it's not like it's California, okay, where we're looking at.
He's not going to win in any way.
Well, right. So, okay, so if he's taken off the ballot in Colorado, does this open up the doors now for other states to do, other liberal states to do the same thing? Pennsylvania.
Are you kidding? Absolutely. In fact, they will be rushing to be within their particular framework of this, I guess, is Democratic fiefdom, where they want to be the ones who eventually will be able to look back and say, I was the one who finally did him in. This man, is being hit from every corner. Remember, he was impeached twice. They went after him with the emoluments clause. They went after his family, his businesses. Here in New York, he is on trial for something which basically he was found, in essence, guilty or liable of without ever having the chance to put any information on. He has other charges. We still have the Jack Smith cases. We still have the Georgia cases. Look what they're doing to Rudy Giuliani. This is a swarm. This is like piranhas. This is a feeding frenzy. This man hasn't, what they've done to him is beyond the pale. It's what, look, if you don't like him, I understand it. I get it. But I can't believe this is allowed in our country. And the best part is, here's the best part. Law professors, judges, academics, lawyers are scared. They're not going to go near this. There are teams right now dedicated to going after any lawyer who does anything that could in any way be construed as perpetuating the myth of election denial. I mean, it's how does he do it? And the real question I have is he, what does he want this for? What is he possibly, what, how does he get up every day and do this? My dream, just because I, this is now, this is, forget the legal, this is what my dream is, to have him somehow through the grace of God win, because Gavin Newsom's going to be the Democratic nominee. Gavin Newsom is it. This idea of Joe Biden, let's just forget this. But if he could somehow, imagine if Trump would win and he would say, you know what, no inauguration, forget it, I'm going to work, let's go. And he just starts, and instead of holding up signs, he just unravels this Gordian knot.
And just, I would love because, it. Yeah.
Because the bottom line is simply this, whether you like Trump or not, doesn't matter. He's chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is only for people with cancer. Radiation is for only people who are, it's their last thing. Trump, in any other situation, might not be the best choice. But the only way to shock treatment, our system, back into normalcy, is with him. Whether you like him or not. Who else is going to do this? Ron DeSantis? Nikki Haley? Come on, you need somebody to go in there and tear down the pillars. I mean, this Samson or whatever right. This is a fight of our lives.
Really is. I mean, many people predicting we could see martial law, no election in 2024, that this could be a civil war. I mean, one thing's for sure, we cannot.
Okay. The beginning, I guess, when I said wait for it, it came at the beginning. I had my numbers flipped around here. My apologies. But when he said, you know, could this in fact, could SCOTUS, essentially the question was, could SCOTUS rule against President Trump and uphold the Colorado ruling? And he flatly said yes, and then went on to explain these judges are human. And think about what SCOTUS had underwent, you know, the members' protests at their homes. They're human. Threats against their families. They want to recuse Jenny Thomas. Clarence Thomas was, or not recuse, they want to file charges against her for election interference, along with insurrection-style charges. So that's kind of where I thought we were going to end that. But Randy Taylor, let me toss something out to you.
Yes, sir.
Given the fact that this is up to SCOTUS, or will be up to the Supreme Court of the United States, the nine individuals.
And not a state, the United States.
Correct. Consider the announcement that from a lawsuit, 177 Epstein names are going to be released. Mm-hmm. Could the timing get any more weird? And does it have anything to do with, hey, maybe there's a name on there. Maybe Kavanaugh, maybe whoever. I don't know.
And do we know the list to be truthful?
That's true. I don't
know. The list may have been fabricated. The only one that would really know if that was really a list is like Ghislaine Maxwell.
True.
And that's somebody I would, once it's released, I'd really love to be able to interview her, talk to her, ask her some questions. But that list would have to be out in the public in the domain. So
I'd love to see you and her in an interview room interrogation.
I there's a lot of questions that need to be asked. Bill Clinton is going to be in. But here's the thing: what are they going to do to Bill Clinton? We already know he's a pervert. Hillary Clinton, all these people. I just don't even know. Now, we know Trump went once. like, and we talked about that, and people tuck this in the back when the liberals come at you, okay? A lot of these things, what Epstein did, unless you were in that group, you wouldn't know that there were cameras and little girls in there and all that. It would be like, hey, Don, why don't you come on down to the island, man? We'll do some jet skiing and this and that, and, you know, great dinners and boom. And so Trump goes. Anybody would go. Giuliani could have went. If they went one time and left, I'm more concerned with the frequent flyers.
Oh, yeah.
Because anybody could get, it could fall for the first time. I could have. Doug, you could have.
Oh, heck yeah.
If we were in those circles. Because it'd be, it didn't go, hey, come on down and commit some crimes, and I want to see if you're really a pedophile, and by God, I want to film you. That's what he said. You know, that's a poor sales pitch. So it's going to be very interesting. I don't just want the names on there. I want to know frequency. I'd like to see flight logs backing that up.
Good point.
You know, because releasing the names, sure, that can make anybody suspicious. You could have, you know, Billy Graham on there. You don't know. You understand what I'm saying?
It's
Yeah. Anybody could fall for it the first time. It's the people that went back or on their first time while they were there committing, you know, the crimes, you know, with sex with underage girls and Lord knows what else was going on there. The weird stuff.
Okay, so you've got, and who was it, Schumer, that stood at the podium and said Kavanaugh, to Kavanaugh directly, or you know, to the crowd about Kavanaugh, you will reap the whirlwind.
The whirlwind, okay. Yeah.
And the pretty imposing threat. So I'm thinking, okay, so we played three segments of Redacted. And folks, again, the entire watch the entire show. It's really good. Hopefully, that clears up what Section 3 and 4 of the 14th Amendment states, and does it apply here in the context, like Lionel explained. So,
Biden might be on there. He may be on there more than once. I'm sure Hunter Biden's probably on there more than once.
Yeah. Now you're talking about the Epstein thing, which Okay. So the other question is, does that play a role? Could that play a role in if this goes before the Supreme Court? Could there be one or two in the Supreme Court saying, "Oh man,
I think they want. I think the left wants to unseat Biden, causing as little damage as possible, but enough to keep him off the ticket in 2024."
Okay.
Wherever that line is, that's what I think that they're going to let the Republicans do it. So when it comes time to impeach, if they were short a couple votes because some Republicans didn't want to, you look to the left. If the hands go up, then my theory is correct.
Well, again, you also have that weight of compromise in play. Mm-hmm. Okay, so. You know, this motivating factor of hey, you're compromised. You don't do what we want. We're gonna ruin you. Mm-hmm. You know,
These people, man. These people play viciously.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not. And the thing is, they're getting the legal system seem to be. It's like it's being handled by the most vicious characters out there.
Okay,
you know, I don't understand why George Soros isn't in jail. You talk about insurrection.
Oh,
well, see, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Why is he not facing charges? I mean, he got kicked out of Hungary.
Of course.
Why is this man not in jail?
He took down the economy of the UK.
Thank you. And Trump's the bad guy? At the end of the day, the Supreme Court of the United States, and that's going to be a real stickler, is that he was never charged.
Okay, but
I just think that is going to be a saving grace.
Which I tend to agree with you on that, but what surprised me, and I have to think about this too, with Lionel saying, "Oh yeah, it could go, it can go south for President Trump," and if that happens, we are, you know, badly.
Yeah, if that happens, and there's no way Trump could be president, there will be a civil war in this country.
And that goes to my original question.
Yes, sir. We'll break out a civil war. There'll be some small incidents to begin with. It'll be aimed at the government, and it will grow from there. It's coming. These people are playing dirty, and that's the real reason. If they were playing fair and doing everything right, and Trump was actually guilty of something, that would be a whole different thing, but they're not playing fair. They're making crap up. He wasn't charged with anything. Everything he said was in the public eye. And that's what's really good. People are right on that ragged edge with this two-tier justice system. And they're watching this, they're watching this shit show in New York with Letitia James. Is that her name, James? Yeah, and the crap she's pulling with that fruitcake judge. That guy, he should be in front of about six psychologists. You know what I mean? He is. He is so screwed up, and she is just as bad as him. She is right behind him. They're like two peas in a pod. If he came to a sudden halt, it would take a team of surgeons to get Letitia James out of his ass. These people are foul. These people are what's wrong. And she's a racist.
Oh, big time.
Huge racist. She ran on racism, and people elected her. That's what I can't believe.
Yeah, she ran on two things, racism and taking Trump up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She hates him because he's white. She hates him because he has money. What? Are you kidding me? Those are grounds to drag a man through court?
Yeah, and
I hope she gets charged on the road.
But okay, now I want to throw this out, last little tidbit of research as well. Representative Barry Loudermilk, chairman of the House Administrative Oversight Committee. Remember the J6, unselect hearings, the committee hearings? Well, guess what? He admitted finally, or stated, all of the tapes of all of the depositions of the witnesses are gone, missing, gone. Whoops, don't know. Might have recorded over them. Who knows? They're all gone.
Man, there should be lawsuits up the wazoo over that.
And again, that goes back to the idea of President Trump and the incitement too. But incitement isn't even the issue. The issue is, of course, the insurrection, which he hasn't even been charged. And again, and I think the question again, folks, please consider this. And Randy Taylor, I think he has some good points on this. But would this, is this move destined or designed, I should say, structured to create a civil uprising so they can in turn impose martial law upon us?
Yeah, might as well. The troops are here, right?
Yeah.
There's millions of them. Stop and think about all the buildings in New York that are housing these military-aged men that are being paid by the UN. Why else would they be there?
And there it is.
And we're allowing it. And these people coming in at Eagle Pass. This is nuts, people. We're literally... somebody needs to go down there and say enough is enough and show up en masse so that they'll force them to do something. The Border Patrol aren't the bad guys here. They're doing what they're told, and they're understaffed. They're being run over.
Yeah, but man, if I was a Border Patrol agent, I didn't see that.
I don't know. I'm going to say what I would do. Never mind.
Yeah. Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanBI.com for complaints and for everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're rolling up on Christmas.
Yes, we are.
And let's remember what Christmas is all about. Yes, it'll be presents under the tree and things like that. But remember, this is celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus. Okay, Lord Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And because of the Lord Jesus and what he did for us, we can have eternal life with him. That is awesome. It's a beautiful story. And you know, at this Christmas, reach out and touch somebody. Okay? Say hi to a neighbor.
Make sure you know him, though.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Do something nice this Christmas, because you don't know how fragile the Christmases are. You don't know how fragile these holidays are. You don't know how fragile our future is. Okay? So make the most of it. Hug your family a little tighter. You know, we love you here. We thank you.
Randy Taylor, I want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, your dog Ranger, and make sure Ranger gets a big bow.
He's got presents, man, believe it or not.
Oh yeah.
He knows how to unwrap them.
Thank you, my brother.
Right on, sir. Merry Christmas, everyone.
God bless you, folks.
Right. Be safe.